She was surprised to find the cottage door standing open, and when she went into the room, she had such a strange feeling that she said to herself, "Oh, dear, how uneasy I feel today, and at other times I like being with Grandmother so much." She called out, "Good morning," but received no answer. So she went to the bed and drew back the curtains. There lay her grandmother, with her cap pulled far over her face, and looking very strange. "Oh, Grandmother," she said, "what big ears you have."
"The better to hear you with, my child," was the reply.
"But, Grandmother, what big eyes you have," she said.
"The better to see you with, my dear."
"But, Grandmother, what large hands you have."
"The better to hug you with."
"Oh, but, Grandmother, what a terrible big mouth you have."
"The better to eat you with." And scarcely had the wolf said this than with one bound he was out of bed and swallowed up Red Cap.
When the wolf had appeased his appetite, he lay down again in the bed, fell asleep, and began to snore very loud. The huntsman was just passing the house and thought to himself,
"How the old woman is snoring! I must just see if she wants anything."
So he went into the room, and when he came to the bed, he saw that the wolf was lying in it.
"Do I find you here, you old sinner?" said he. "I have long sought you."
Then, just as he...